Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, a Nevada gaming legend, Josh Hicks, has the rundown.
We'll have Paul Bible with Lewis and Roca talking about the history of gaming and organized crime in Nevada.
And coming upon the Power Pundit panel today, Dick Gamet, Robert Eidhoven, and John Griffin. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
California Closets, the leader in home storage solutions, is serving the Reno Tahoe area. Let our team of specialists help you reimagine new spaces in your home or office. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Is your garage a disaster area? California Closets can help. We can turn your messy garage into a model of organization. Zero down, 0% financing available. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome to the program Paul Bible. He is a Nevada legend, senior partner with Lewis and Roca. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you.
You know, there's been a lot of interest in the mob in Nevada with the opening of not one but two museums in southern Nevada. You were chairman of the Gaming Commission at a very important time in Nevada's history regarding the mob. Would you share some anecdotes from that period of time?
This is ancient history.
Well, we go back. We got two brand new museums.
We go back to 1983. I had been appointed chairman of the Gaming Commission by newly elected Governor Richard Bryan, and shortly after my appointment, the Gaming Control Board came to me and described an investigation that they were conducting into the operation at the Stardust. And they had focused on the Stardust because it was one of the casinos that was financed by the Central States Pension Fund, the Teamsters Pension Fund from Chicago. And that is also a property where there had been a lot of activity in the past. A gentleman by the name of Alan Glick had been licensed, and then they revoked his license. The famous Lefty Rosenthal, he had run the gift shop there. And based on that activity, the commission, who at that time were led by Harry Reid, called him forward and denied him suitability and made him give up his position in the gift shop. because the allegation was that while he was working in the gift shop, which was a position that normally wouldn't require a gaming license, what he was really doing is running the casino. So they described a situation where they had started out with an audit of the books, and the hold percentages and the numbers looked really funny on the first or second Friday of every month, and I can't recall which it was. So they looked into it. They started then with a surveillance, and they put agents on a undercover basis into the casino. They zeroed in on that particular Friday on the swing shift, because when they looked at the books, they discovered that a team of individuals was always the same on that particular night. And it included the dealers, the pit boss, the shift manager, and a gentleman, older man who ran the chip cart. And what they observed was that the cart was being wheeled through the pit, and instead of taking the chips off the cart and putting them into or onto the blackjack tables, they never made the fills. But each of the dealers would sign off that they had received that. And then they followed the chip cart to a back of the house elevator, followed it downstairs, and there was a car waiting there, and they had transferred the information, all of the chips, and these were high denomination chips, were transferred to a couple of suitcases. The individual got in the car and drove to McCarran Airport. They lost contact the first or second time, but they were convinced that the money was going to the mob. Later on, they discovered that the money had gone to Kansas City. And if you remember, with the Tropicana, a couple of years before that, they had wiretaps where they had recorded conversations between Carl Wesley Thomas and the mob in Kansas City describing how to skim from a casino. So they were pretty well convinced that this was a mob operation. What they did, that is the board, the Gaming Control Board, it was a new board. It was different from the one that had been there under Governor List. They called in the two individuals who operated the property, Herb Tobman and Al Sachs, and they laid out their cards. They said, here's what we see going on. Now, we want to tell you about it, and we want this to stop. We want to have it corrected. The operation of the casino continued. It was apparent from the numbers that things had not changed, and by then we were looking at the fall. It was October or November, and the board started putting together an application to the commission for the commission to close the Stardust without a hearing in what we call ex parte fashion, based on the signature of three commissioners, and to have it go dark. The board had put that affidavit together. They gave me the original draft of the affidavit, and in the affidavit they outlined in great detail all of the steps that I've described to you for the skimming operation. And it was finally ready to go. And by then, we were into the early part of December, and the board was asking the commission to close the place. And I got with the board, and we had a lengthy discussion about closing a business with more than 2,000 people that close to Christmas, throwing these innocent people out of work who had really nothing to do with what was going on there. And we decided to look at an alternative to closing, and a couple of legislative sessions before that, the legislature had adopted what was called a supervisor statute. It had never been used. No one had ever used it before. And we decided that if we could get the district court to appoint a supervisor in conjunction with the revocation of the license, that we could keep the property open.
And I'm going to close this out, because basically what you did was you brought the Boyd family in.
Well, there's a few steps before the Boyd family got there.
Okay, well, let's take a break, and then we'll come back and we'll finish up this story. Fascinating stuff here with Paul Bible. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is coming to South Reno. Enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit of South Virginia.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is coming to South Reno. Enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit of South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our fascinating conversation with Paul Bible, former chairman of the Gaming Commission at the time when the mob was still ruling Nevada. He's a senior partner with Lewis and Rocha.
Paul, going back to talking about the mob, there's a well-known example of Harry Reid having a bomb placed in his car from the mob. Were you ever afraid for your life and your time on the commission or your involvement with these issues with organized crime?
Yes. As a matter of fact, when we were considering who we were going to get to be the supervisor, I had interviewed two individuals who were former casino operators and had gotten their agreement that they would each submit their name. One of them would be picked. About an hour and a half or 2 hours after the interview, they reached me in my motel room and said, you know, we've been thinking about this. We know that there was an attempt to blow up Harry Reid's car, and we have small families, and we think that, you know, this might be a dangerous assignment. So at that point, I thought to myself, I've got small kids, and I'm in the same boat they are. And I remembered the Reid situation. You know, there was a bomb that was placed in the car in the driveway of his home. But what most people don't know about that is the bomb that actually went off earlier, a couple of weeks before that went off in the parking garage at the First Interstate Bank in downtown Las Vegas. And an attorney by the name of David Abitangelo got in his car, turned the key, and blew himself to smithereens. Unsolved crime, but it was in the garage where Harry Reid normally parked. It was a car similar to his, and a lot of people speculate that they got the wrong car. And poor Mr. Abitangelo was the person who suffered from it. So when they backed out because of their concern, I was concerned, very much so. And I actually talked to the FBI about it. And the parting comment of one of the agents was that when I started my car, I should leave my door open.
That was really going to help, right?
Because if it blew up, it'd blow me out instead of kill me. So Yes, I was concerned.
I'm sure you had to watch the movie Casino. How realistic was that movie?
There were parts of it that were realistic, but there was a lot of fiction too. I can't break it down as to exactly what was fiction and what was realistic. But you know, there was a time that the mob was definitely had a very large influence in some of the casinos. There were many other casinos that were completely legitimately run, had no mob involvement. But as I said, the linchpin for looking seemed to be the Teamster loans. And where you found the Teamster loans, that seemed to be where you found the problem.
Paul, as we're moving on into internet gaming now and internet poker, are these fears of organized crime involvement renewed? Are these things we need to be thinking about for internet gaming?
And we have about a minute here in this segment.
Well, I don't know that the fear of organized crime is as great today as it was back then. But you certainly have to ensure that there is some sort of a licensing process that scrutinizes the operators who are running these internet operations in the same fashion as someone that comes in and gets a bricks and mortars casino license. And if you do that and you put the safeguards in there against individuals who are underage and individuals who might be on excluded lists or are unsuitable, it seems to me that you can regulate it. And I think we're on the verge of approval of from a federal level, in which event that will be a great benefit to this state.
All right. What we're going to do, because we didn't plan to do the whole show with you on just this story, but it's been so fascinating, I wanted to just let it go. But if you wouldn't mind, will you stick around for a few more minutes and let's tape another show with you?
Okay.
All right. We'll take a break.
Want to listen to the pundits first?
No, we're getting to you first. Oh. Right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Yeah.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we know you need health insurance that covers your family as they grow.
Sorry, Dad.
Oh, good.
And if you don't get health insurance through work...
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers coverage your family can count on.
Whoa, slow down, Chief.
Especially parents. Whether you need basic coverage for yourself or more protection for your family, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a variety of coverage options for different needs and budgets. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or can't get health coverage at work, call Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield today for a free quote. Call 1-800-868-0672 or visit anthemforhealth.com to compare plans and apply.
Did you get that number?
I wrote it down.
Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
If you've been in an accident, you don't have to go it alone. I'm Kathleen Sigurdsson. I'll take care of you so you can get well.
Watch Moms on the Run with hosts JP and Barbara Pinocchio this Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. right here on KRNB News 4.
Man in the Mirror, Michael Jackson's greatest hits at the El Dorado. Call 786-5700. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel today. As always, Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney. John Griffin returns with the Capital Company. And Robert Eidhoven with Colasar and Latham Government Affairs. Pleasure to have you all here. So we have our newest reality show. It is no longer the presidential campaign. It is the Supreme Court. But isn't this a good thing?
What, go ahead and have them televised or at least
publicity as, you know, this is where the 24-hour news networks and all the news media and the online is so engaged with this. And I don't really recall that we've ever seen anything that was at the Supreme Court that became this exciting to this many people.
Well, the Supreme Court has always been very stuffy, stuff shirt. You have a whole routine you have to go through to even get into the Supreme Court. It's been pretty well segregated from the population, and actually I'm happy to see something like this happen to educate people more in how the highest court in the land operates.
It's interesting listening to the transcripts the justices were so excited about the issues that they were actually falling all over each other, and the Chief Justice had to intercede and stop.
To stop, to ask questions. I mean, it's one of those issues with healthcare that the different aspects of it, everybody knew was going to go to the Supreme Court. I mean, there were some things that are on the edge and pushing the envelope all over the place. And so it's no surprise it's there. It's no surprise it's there on a number of issues. And so I think the justices, for the first time in a long time, are free to just go at it. I mean, as compared to like Bush v. Gore, right, where everybody's holding back, wondering, you know, am I going to ask this question or that question because the entire nation's watching? This is just like, yeah, it's fair game. Let's go.
Well, I think that's when there was the last that much attention on the Supreme Court, where you saw producers from the major news networks rushing down the steps to report on the decision. I think you'll see that with Obamacare.
You know, it's interesting that, they devoted the first day to this arcane law from the 1800s just to get it out of the way.
Right. Well, it was a jurisdictional issue. They had to get to it because the question was, if it's a tax, you can't necessarily get to it till you pay the tax. So, but it blends in to today's argument, because that's part of the administration's argument, is that it's appropriate under the taxing power. So it'll be interesting to see how they keep that fine balance going through the debate.
And it'll be interesting to continue to watch this. I think one of the biggest things that may come out of this is that we may see a forcing for the Supreme Court to actually televise live their proceedings. I think it's outrageous that they have not done that. And the excuses have been ridiculous. For example, some of the Supreme, I think it was David Souter, who said, well, I don't want to be recognized. You're a Supreme Court justice.
See,
come on.
I'll disagree with you on that, because I think you know, one of the shames, even though it's open and everybody can watch it, one of the shames of society, they start televising the floor of the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives, and all of a sudden it just becomes a forum to make speeches and less about legislating. You know, it'd be a shame to see that happen at the Supreme Court.
But you know what? Wasn't it Tip O'Neill who was the one who turned the cameras around and said, we're going to show the empty chamber because these people are just making a bunch of speeches and nobody's there?
Yeah.
So, I mean, don't you have that balance in there? In just about every other court in the land, we have television cameras. You know,
the
legislature,
is,
you know, has it ruined the legislature that you can watch all the hearings online?
Yes.
Yeah.
Seriously?
No, I mean, it hasn't ruined it. I guess it's tough to argue against, you know, the public being able to see all this getting done. But having worked on Capitol Hill, it is as John says, it's watching a lot of people bloviate and give speeches. It's not really any kind of formal debate of any kind for the most part. So.
One of the biggest problems we have in this country is an understanding of our judicial system. And I heard the same arguments made when they decided to bring cameras in for trials, for murder trials and other times. We didn't have any problem. We haven't had any problems with it. I've been through several televised murder trials where I've been in there. You don't even care. You get a murder trial to put on. You know what you need to do. You've got a jury there to work with. And I think it's time that we open up the Supreme Court, too, and show people what these folks do. It's not so much watchdogging them as it is educating the American public as to what goes on.
They're a little bit sheltered too, because not like Supreme Court justices have to go on a ballot and be reelected. So I don't see the same problem with Supreme Court justices as you see with senators and congressmen.
The problem would be in this case with health care. It's such a politically charged issue that the lawyers would be forced in some respects to argue less about the legal aspects and more about the PR, how does it position your side for this election? It just adds an element that I mean, whether it's necessary or unnecessary, it adds an element, good, better, and different.
But historically now, don't you think that people look at this Supreme Court decision to see whether the Supreme Court has maintained its integrity, or it has just become a political thing, that they're not just working on the Constitution, constitutional issues, but they're dealing with the politics of it?
Well, that's always the perception, that since Bush v. Gore, that's been something the Supreme Court's been painted with, wrongly in my opinion. They get difficult decisions and they have to do it, and some people are going to be unhappy about it. I think that the more light that gets shined on it, the better. I don't think there's any problem with having cameras in there. I think it's good that people want to see what's going on. You know, the arguments are so dense and technical that I think most people would probably be looking for the remote controller after a little bit anyways. But anything that helps people get interested in this and understand it, and when you understand the judicial process, you understand the role the politics plays or doesn't play in it. And I think that's good for everybody.
You know, I think it's going to be very interesting for the networks, because they have seen, especially the cable networks, that the debates have been inexpensive programming with big numbers. Mm-hmm. And if they see the Supreme Court coverage with the same kind of thing, I think this is going to make them want to do more of this.
You could look at all the trials, the high-profile murder trials or abduction trials that are broadcast nationally. I mean, they are, people like to watch that stuff. And then, mm-hmm. and the especially the trial court level with the back and forth and the examinations, most of the general public doesn't understand appellate advocacy and how it works and the delicate things that go in with questions. I think generally they'd be fascinated, you know. It's only a matter of time until we get a TV show about appellate advocates at the Supreme Court.
Somebody wrote me yesterday and said they can't wait to see which justice gets voted off the island. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Live the future. Live the life of independent retirement living, all-inclusive style at Sky Peaks in Reno. Why continue fending for yourself each day when for the same amount of money or less you're paying to live now, you could be well taken care of with three nutritious chef-prepared meals each day, housekeeping, four live-in managers, and complimentary transportation. Call now Sky Peaks at 747-9555. 747-9555. Find out how you can move in with up to $1,800 in moving assistance now.
Get your paddle back. Get your swing back. Get your throw back. Get your life back. I'm Dr. Brian Hansen. At ProSpinal, we specialize in a revolutionary, highly successful treatment known as non-surgical spinal decompression. If you or someone you know is suffering with chronic or severe back pain and would really like to get their life back, call me today at ProSpinal, 336-3472.
Encore AV Design is your hometown home theater store in the Reno, Tahoe area. We offer the finest audio-video products at the very best price in the Reno, Tahoe area. At Encore AV Design, if a customer purchases a big-screen TV, we'll deliver it to their house for free.
Buy now with interest-free financing for up to 12 months at Encore AV Design at 275 Hill Street in downtown Reno.
Nobody beats an Encore deal. Nobody.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Coming up on our next show, the next part of our segment with Paul Bible, senior attorney, senior partner at Lewis & Rocha.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.